9 श्लोक नंबर 2 राजविद्या द किंग ऑफ एजुकेशन राजगुह्यम द किंग ऑफ कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज पवित्रम द प्यूरेस्ट इदम दिस उत्तमम ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्रत्यक्ष बाय डायरेक्ट परसेप्शन अवाग्यमम अंडरस्टूड धर्म्यम द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ रिलीजन सुसुखम वेरी हैप्पी कर्तुम टू एग्जीक्यूट अव्ययम एवर लास्टिंग राजविद्या राजगुह्यम पवित्रमिदमुत्तमम् प्रत्यक्षावगमं धर्म्यम् सुसुखं कर्तव्ययम् राजविद्या राजगुह्यम् पवित्रमिदमुत्तमम् प्रत्यक्षावगमं धर्म्यम् सुसुखं कर्तुम् अव्ययम् राजविद्या राजगुह्यम् पवित्रमिदमुत्तमम् प्रत्यक्षावगमं धर्म्यम् सुसुखं कर्तुम् अव्ययम् राजविद्या राजगुह्यम् पवित्रमिदमुत्तमम् प्रत्यक्षावगमं धर्म्यम्
सुसुखं कर्तुम् अव्ययम्
राजविद्या
राजगुह्यम्
पवित्रमिदमुत्तमम्
प्रत्यक्षावगमं धर्मम् सुसुखं कर्तुम् अव्ययम्
राजविद्या
राजगुह्यम्
पवित्रमिदमुत्तमम्
प्रत्यक्षावगमं धर्म्यम् सुसुखं कर्तुम् अव्ययम् This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives the direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion, it is the everlasting, and it is a joyfully performed. Purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Purport is quite long, so I think we can distribute Bhagavad Gita so that attention will be full. This chapter of Bhagavad Gita is called the King of Education because it is the essence of all doctrines and philosophy explained before. Among the principal philosophers in India are Gautama, Kannada, Kapila, Yajnavalkya, Shandilya and Vishwanara. And finally there is a Vyasdeva, the author of the Vedanta Sutra. So there is a no dearth of knowledge in the field of philosophy and transcendental knowledge. Now the Lord says this, this ninth chapter is the king of all such knowledge. The essence of all knowledge that can be derived from the study of Vedas and different kinds of philosophy. It is most confidential because confidential or transcendent knowledge involves understanding the difference between the soul and the body. And the king of all confidential knowledge culminates in devotional service. Generally, people are not educated in this comprehension knowledge. They are educated in the external knowledge. As far as ordinary education is concerned, people are involved with so many departments like politics, sociology, physics, chemistry, mathematics, astronomy, engineering, etc. There are so many departments of knowledge all over the world and many huge universities, but there is unfortunately no university or educational institution where the science of spirit soul is instructed. Yet the soul is the most important part of the body. Without the presence of the soul, the body has no value. Still, people are placing great stress on the bodily necessity of life, not caring for the vital soul. The Bhagavad Gita, especially from the second chapter on, stresses the importance of soul. In the very beginning, the Lord says that this body is perishable and the soul is not perishable. Antavanta imadehe nityashakta sharirana. That is the confidential part of the knowledge. Simply the knowledge that the spirit soul is different from the body and that is its nature is immutable, indestructible and eternal. But that gives no positive information about the soul. Sometimes people are under the impression that the soul is different from the body and that when the body is finished or one is liberated from the body, the soul remains in a void and becomes impersonal. But actually that is not the fact. How can the soul, which is so active within this body, be inactive after being liberated from the body? It is always active. If it is external, then it is eternally active, and it is its activities in the spiritual kingdom are the most confidential part of spiritual knowledge. These activities of the spirit soul are therefore indicated here as the constituting the king of all knowledge and the most confidential part of all knowledge. This knowledge is the purest form of activities as explained in the Vedic literature. In the Padma Purana, man's sinful activities have been analyzed and are shown to be the results of sin after sin. Those who are engaged in fruity activities are entangled in different stages and forms of sinful reaction. For instance, when the seed of a particular tree is sown, the tree does not appear immediately to grow. It takes some time. It is a first small sprouting plant. Then it assumes the form of tree. Then it flowers and bears a fruit. And when it completes, the flowers and fruits are enjoyed by a person who have sown the seed of the tree. Similarly, man performs sinful act, and like a seed, it takes time to fructify. There are different stages. The sinful action may have already stopped within the individual, but the result of the fruits of that plant, sinful action, are still to be enjoyed. There are sins which are still in the form of seeds, and there are others which are already fructified and are giving us fruit, which are enjoying as a distress and a pain. As explained in the 28th verse of the 7th chapter, a person who completely ended the reactions of all sinful activities and who is fully engaged in pious activities, being free from the dualities of material world, becomes engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In other words, those who are actually engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord are already freed from all reactions. This is stated as confirmed in the Padma Purana. Aprarabdha phalam papam kutam bijam phalamukham kramaneva praliyeta vishnu bhakti ratatmanam. For those who are engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all sinful reactions, whether fructified in the stalk or in the form of seeds, gradually vanquish. Therefore, the purifying potency of the devotional service is very strong. It is called Pavitram Uttamam, the purest. Uttama means transcendental. Tamas means the material world or the darkness.
Sorry to interrupt. You have only 10 minutes. You can go ahead with your class. No problem.
This is very long. You are all welcome for today's session. a great fortune to be with all of you today. Actually, Bhagavad Gita is divided into three parts. The first six chapter, and the middle six chapter, and the last three chapter, the last six chapter. So, the middle six chapters are the most confidential knowledge which Lord have covered. In that, out of middle six chapter, the ninth chapter is the most important chapter which we are right now going. And in that, we are discussing the second sloka, that is Rajvidya, Rajuviyam, Pavitramitvattam, Pratyaksha Avagamam Dharmam Susukam Kartaveyam. This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge because it gives the direct perception of the self by realization. It is perfection of religion, it is everlasting, and it is joyfully perfect. So, basically, we see knowledge means there are different sectors of knowledge which we include in our life from the childhood. Like our mother gives some knowledge, then gradually we grow, we go to schools, then teachers give the knowledge. So, there are two types of knowledge basically. One is the living knowledge, one is the livelihood earning knowledge. So, what we are going to see today in this sloka, it is beyond this two knowledge. That is the knowledge about the eternal soul, what we need to understand in our life. Because every knowledge, whatever we are getting, that knowledge has some meaning behind it. So, in order to understand the meaning, basically, first of all, whatever knowledge we get, we should live by that knowledge. Otherwise, there is no meaning to that knowledge. It just remains theoretical. So, what does it mean by living by the knowledge? Like, we understand, the kid is taught, okay, you should do the things in this way. So, if the kid is living in that way or performing that way, then means he is putting the knowledge into action, and that benefits. So, similar way, whatever knowledge we get in Bhagavad Gita, if same knowledge is put into practice, then it will fructify into the results. Otherwise, it will just be a theoretical. And just like the student mug up the things and write into paper, it will be just remain and it will remain in paper only. So, what happens exactly when we put the knowledge into the practice? So, this knowledge will give us, here it is mentioned, this process is joyfully performed. The joy will be continuously increasing. Just like we can see the example, suppose someone is trying to hear the radio. So, to the degree he fine-tuned the radio, in that degree, he get the clarity of the sound and so that degree he will get the clarity of the sound and he can experience whatever music he is listening perfectly. Similarly, whatever knowledge we hears and we fine-tune our practice in line with our superiors, then that will fructify and we'll get the exact result. Otherwise, there will be always disturbance. We may get the knowledge, but it will not fructify as we are not in a particular channel. So, we have to put into that subordinate position to our superiors, then only it will fructify. So now, what it makes us not to put into subordinate position to the superiors, we need to understand. So, there are so many things we can discuss about the knowledge. So, I'll be touch basing some points. First point I want to touch base is like the respect. The very reason we've fallen in this material world is we lost the respect for our superiors. We lost the respect. So, just try to understand the analogy when it comes to the respect part. So, respect starts with the devotee along with whom we stay. So, what happened in the spiritual world, why we came to this material world is because we lost the respect with the devotee with whom we are staying in spiritual world, and gradually it went to Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are thrown out of the spiritual world and we are in this material world and we are suffering here. So, in this material world we are living. And we have the theoretical understanding, okay, we should respect our superiors, we should respect the devotee around us, we should respect everybody. Because why we should respect everybody is part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, if we see that connection, that, okay, this particular living person is the God's part and parcel, then we'll respect him. And as the respect continues, then gradually we'll keep on respecting our equals, superiors, and Guru and Krishna. But just try to imagine in other reverse way, that if we lose the respect along with the devotees with whom we stay, we think something I am better, and all the anartha slowly one by one starts growing in our heart, immediately the pride will come, then envy will come. And like in our life we see lot of knowledge we have, but when actually this situation comes in our life that okay, we have some tough time with somebody, some devotee, and that time that knowledge doesn't help. Why is this knowledge not helping? Because our practice is not that intense which is going to help us in that situation. So in that case, what is going to help us? So in that case, we should have some loving friend in our devotee circle who is going to help us. Any time in our life, we should be able to share all things in our heart. Okay, Prabhuji, this is my, this is how I am feeling like with this person. Is it I am right or is it I am wrong? So there should be some check and balance in our life. So that balance will come through the devotee friend. Or if we are open, we should be able to talk to our superiors. Okay, I have this problem with this devotee. How can I rectify with this problem? So if we are open, that superiors will surely going to help. So basically, as we are discussing about knowledge, what all knowledge we get? So there are some check and balance we should do in ourselves. Like with this knowledge, am I trying to gain the respect? Am I trying to increase my longing with staying with devotees? Am I trying to set up the example for the devotees? Or am I trying to be getting desire to serve by the others? So there are so many things which we need to have ourselves checking in our heart internally. My gratitude for the devotees is increasing, or it is just with this knowledge I am trying to get just socialize and get more contacts and gain more fame in that, or whatever knowledge I am getting, whether I am living by that. So we should see ourselves by this knowledge. So Bhagavad-gita teaches us that we should try to understand that we should introspect. Basically, Bhagavad-gita is not about externals trying to control others or trying to teach others. It is for ourselves. We have to teach ourselves. We have to grow up internally. Like it is said, if a king have to rule this world, he don't have to go out and just rule the world. He have to control his own senses. Then only he can able to control the whole world. So similarly, devotee says that I should try to control myself rather than looking for others. It is very easy to find a fault with others, but just challenge our intelligence. We are so much intelligent that find fault with ourselves and try to improve in that area. So this is a one nice introspect one can do. And also, like when problem comes in our life, this knowledge should help. But many times we have the knowledge, but why we are not able to come out of this thing? Because our devotion, whatever practice we are doing, it is not that intense. So how we can see it is not intense? Because by our lifestyle, we can see early morning, the day when we get up, what thing we give the priority on our life. Do we give Krishna as a priority, or do we have any other priority in our life? Like basically those who are chanting, they can see whether early morning, if they give Krishna as the first priority, then the result will come in the whole day. So like that way, we need to see in our life. And also like basically it is said that Lord resides in the heart of his devotees. Lord doesn't reside anywhere. So if we try to serve his devotees, then automatically all the good qualities will come. Just like it is said, if we appreciate somebody, 1% of that person's good quality comes in you. And it is other way around. If we just find fault with somebody, it is a mirror image, 100% all the bad quality comes in us. If we are not in right position to correct that person or help that person, we have to just pray to God that, God, really this is my problem. Because anything inside bad, that will only going to be visible outside. So my time is over. Maybe next time whenever I get your service, I'll try to serve you. So one question I can take it. If some question is. Any one question?
Could you repeat again just the what happens if you find, if you appreciate someone, and what happens if you criticize?
Yeah, if we find if some good quality in devotees and try to encourage, 1% of that quality comes in you. But if you try to find fault, all the 100% bad qualities comes in you. So it's our choice how we want to see others. Those who are successful people in the world, we can see their example. They always see positive, they are always positive, and they become successful. It is applied irrespective of the material or spiritual, all the circles. somehow I just could complete whatever I planned, 1% second say. So thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Prabhupada ki.
Good job. Sorry about that purport. Sorry about that.
Actually, I didn't.